listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC, Canada. My name is Andy Resto, and this program is called The Burrow, and it's on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Starting things with a long, ethereal track from black metal experimenters, fringe dwellers, Wolves in the Throne Room from Olympia, Washington. This is from their record Celestite, and it's called Turning Ever Towards the Sun. And then we are going to get heavy and listen to some Kralis afterwards. So relax, get settled in, and get a grip.
hold of some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports. 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 Sports.
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Join us for the launch of Art Talking Women on Friday, June 10th at 7:30 at Vivo Media Arts Center. Vivo and Cinevolution bring you a series of intimate interviews based on the artistic process and thoughts on community plus technology. Art Talking Women showcases Canadian female artists to the world. The 13-episode series airs every Friday at noon on Vimeo, iTunes, Vivo's website, as well as Cinevolution's website.
That last one was from Kralis, a metal group from New York. You're tuned in to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Andy Resto, and I host this show every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Kralis, from their latest release, the title track to Hyperion. However, as I learned from interviewing now friend of the program, Nick Barr, a member of Kralis, the tracks on Hyperion were recorded years ago and they finally got them together. So they were actually recorded before the songs on Igor, which was their full length that came out last year, before those were recorded. Anyhow, Hyperion has the latest physical release by Kralis, who, very exciting, are going to be here in Vancouver next Monday. Might reach out to Mick and the band and see if they have time to drop by. Obviously, I can't promise anything, but something I'm going to look to do. One of my favorite metal acts, Kralis, K-R-A-L-L-I-C-E, opening the show is an instrumental track by Wolves in the Throne Room. Spacious, icy, frostbitten, I don't know, cadaverous, or maybe it's like a coiled, like, beast that's been hibernating deep in the woods. Wolves in the Throne Room, album called Celestite, and the opening track, Turning Ever Towards the Sun. In the background, we have the mesmerizing Music in 12 Parts series by Philip Glass. I'm really into these. And it probably is just because it has made my brain mush. That's okay. Gonna move on to Myrkur, M-Y-R-K-U-R, which is a solo project of I want to say Danish woman. I always get that mixed up, Danish, Norwegian. Anyhow, she typically does more metal-leaning songs, or her only full-length album is called M, and it is a black metal album. Also kind of leaning towards like Chelsea Wolfe, like hard rock, dark hard rock. She just put out a live album that was recorded in a mausoleum, and it's called Mausoleum, and it's very choral and just lots of piano, and it's very sparse, and I like it quite a bit. So I'm gonna play a choral track from that album called Volvens Spadum. Not sure what it means. We're gonna hear that. And then here's something along those lines, some more organ religious music from a Northern European, Anna von Hauswolf. So stay tuned. That's what's coming up here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM. This is Myrkur, M-Y-R-K-U-R, from her new release, Mausoleum.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
Some quote folk noir and crepuscular hymns from Clara Engel. She's an artist out of Toronto. A song called Hope is Heavy off of her album circa 2014, Ashes and Tangerines. Self-described folk noir crepuscular hymns. When I first read the word crepuscular, crustaceans popped in my head, but crepuscular is actually of and or relating to twilight. So, great word. But I would say that the sound of the word itself does not lend itself to being understood as what its meaning is. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. My name's Andy Resto, and this show is on every Monday from 3 until 4 p.m. Before Clara Engel, we heard Anna von Hauswolf, who's a Swedish songwriter and singer, from her first full-length record called Ceremony. The song was called Funeral for My Future Children. And Myrkur, M-Y-R-K-U-R, opened up the set. New live record that she just put out called Mausoleum, and that was a song called Volvens Spadom. Myrkur is the project of Amelie Brun. I had forgotten her name earlier. And she is, in fact, Danish. So we had a Dane, Amelie Brun, and then a Swede, Anna Mikaela Ebba Elektra von Hauswolf, and or shortened Anna von Hauswolf, followed by Toronto's own Clara Engel. Moving on to a, I guess, instrumental set, machine music, along the lines of what we've been hearing in the background, Philip Glass's music in 12 parts, part four. Kel Valhall I have lined up next, and this is a side project, solo endeavor by Hunt Hendrix, who is the frontman of Liturgy. And if you've listened to the program before, you know I'm a big fan of Liturgy, and did an interview with Hunter in the past as well. Bit of a polarizing figure, the way he preaches about what it is that he is accomplishing in his music, etc. Certainly comes off as a bit slightly pretentious. When I chatted with him, I thought, though, that he came across very humble and genuine. However, that was about a year ago or so, or coming up on a year ago, and this project hadn't come out yet. Kel Valhall, if you are a Liturgy fan, was like a character that came up in their last album, The Arc Work. And apparently, as this character is developed, it is one of like two deities or figures that protect and battle this light, this primordial energy that is like the truth of the world or something along those lines that humanity can't handle. And so Kel Valhall like protects the gates of Earth. Anyhow, that is the name of this new project, and it is a kind of a glitch electronic project that he's doing that involves what he calls shamanistic rapping. And it isn't all awful, but I do question the motivation behind it and how genuine it is. Because a lot of people attacked the artwork, but I thought the artwork was brilliant and really well executed. This album, I don't know. It is... Jury is still out. The album is called New Introductory Lectures on the System of Transcendental Kabbalah. Let's just give it a listen. This is Bezel 1, B-E-Z-E-L 1, from the new record by Kel Valhall. And afterwards, we're going to hear something from Babel, an artist, Canadian artist who's on the label Arachnidiscs. Has a new record called This Is the Sacred Fire. First, Kel Valhall here on the Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. Okie dokie then. That was Babel, as in like the Tower of Babel, B-A-B-E-L, who is a jazz drone ambient artist out of Toronto. A record called This Is the Sacred Fire. Really enjoying that. I really like the tenuously vibrating, trembling horns. Whether it's horns or strings, in this case it was horns, I really enjoy that kind of tension. A song called Seele, S-E-E-L-E, which means soul. Soul in German. Opening up the set was Kelval Hall, new project of the frontman from Liturgy. His album, New Introductory Lectures on the Transcendental, the System of Transcendental Kabbalah. A song called Bezel 1, B-E-Z-E-L. And I like that one. It kind of stays contained within itself as a bit of a noise piece. Funky, weird noise piece. Some of the album gets a little bit out of hand. Like lots of tentacles bursting from it. And maybe that's good. Maybe that's valuable. Hard album to get a grip of as far as just what the real idea behind it is. There's lots of smoke and mirrors around it. Anyhow, it's out there. Give it a listen. Still think Liturgy's last album, The Arcwork, is one of the best albums of the last couple years. Anyhow, to wrap things up this week before Jade is on at 4 p.m. with a little bit of soul, I'm going to bring it back to some good post-punk tunes. As you heard if you're listening to the Parts Unknown show before me, as I'm sure you'll hear throughout the week if you're tuned into CITR, Lié is putting out their new record this Thursday with a release show alongside a couple of local groups. Very excited about that. Truth and Consequences is what the album is called. I'm going to play a song called White Mice. Yeah, very exciting. This is a follow-up to their last record from 2014, I want to say, Consent, which is very good. And expect more of the same, and I mean that in a good way. Kind of challenging, honest, dark punk music. I'm going to follow that up with Tunic, a band from Winnipeg. I'd like to put forth the idea of having the Peg, PG, as a nickname for Winnipeg, similar to as I really like the idea of the Couve for Vancouver. Anyhow, Tunic, Winnipeg band, just put out their EP called Disappointment. We're going to hear the title track from that. And if there's any time left, I might just trail out with this song. A band called Fat White Family put out an album called Songs for Our Mothers early on in the year. There's a song called Deuce on that I think is pretty good. And that will wrap it up for this week. Thank you all for listening. Again, Jade is up next with a little bit of soul. You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Maybe you've been listening on CITR.ca. There's lots of podcasts and archived radio shows, both this show, The Burrow, and everything else that we have on our grid on that website, if you're on it right now. Stay tuned. This is Lié with White Mice.